This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Frederick Leman was working in a packing plant in California when he wrote this beloved hymn. His job consisted of moving 30 tons of lemons and oranges a day. As he worked one day, words were forming in his mind as he thought on the unlimitedness of God's love. He would take his breaks sitting on crates and writing words till he could get home and sit down at a piano and develop the tune. He had written two verses in the chorus, but songs back then had at least three verses. He then thought of something he'd heard in a sermon once and wondered where those words came from. He found they had been written on the walls of an insane asylum. The song title is The Love of God, and the verse that he did not write that was found on the wall of that insane asylum goes like this. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Freddie Leman's chorus, O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall evermore endure, the saints and angels' song. A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that theme, we welcome you to Monday.
Yeah, it's definitely been a Monday for sure. Hope everyone had a great weekend.
Yeah, it was nice, and for the most part, I won't say that everyone listening to us kind of missed the icy weather, but we definitely were blessed in our area.
Oh, yeah,
with
for sure.
Temperatures warmer than they were expecting.
Right.
Because had we gotten a quarter of an inch of ice?
Yeah, I was not looking forward to that. I mean, it was. I got everything ready on Friday after I left here just to make sure and checked everything out. But I wasn't looking forward to waking up with a quarter of an inch of ice on everything.
Because it wouldn't take a tree limb to take a power line down. The ice itself.
I mean, we did have some outages. I mean, we had some outages down our way toward not my side, but over on the other side of the mountain toward the church.
Green River area had about
1,000 or so people. Yeah. That were without power, and you know, it don't take much, is what they said. It don't take much for these tree limbs, and of course, I want to say too that I know that over the last couple of years, we've had tree crews working, you know, in conjunction with Duke Power, and getting some of these transmission lines cleaned out, because that helps a lot. It really does, and so hats off to those guys who've been working really hard, trying to help get things back in shape. So when these ice storms or snowstorms come, it's not as bad per se.
they were through our area in Mills River over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to the crew, and they said that, you know, they're on a rotation, so it works out, you know, every couple of years they'll be through the area. But a thank you, and thank you to the linemen that responded and got things taken care of Saturday or Friday night, whenever. But we're now, we're past that, and we're now kind of watching what may happen tonight.
Yeah.
And it's so hard, folks, to give you 100% that this is going to happen.
No doubt.
I mean, the 100% is it's going to get dark tonight.
Yeah, that is a fact.
There you go. So if we're going with the definite, it's going to get dark.
Yeah.
We have a 100% chance of precipitation.
There you go.
So there's moisture.
Okay.
So we know it's going to get dark, and we know this is going to get wet.
So we got time.
Yeah.
You've got temperature.
Yeah.
And we've got, we've got the moisture coming.
We
so
do.
And of course, we have the terrain, so we're up high enough to where we could potentially. So we just got to see what this track's going to do.
So the Weather Service, God bless them, they've been busy today.
Yeah.
So currently, I'm just going to say our AM listening area.
Yeah.
If you're in the AM zone, heads up.
Yeah.
We've got a wind advisory from tonight till tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Right.
A winter weather advisory from 9 o'clock tonight till 7 o'clock in the morning, and a flood watch from late tonight through tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
There you go. Other than that, not much happening.
Yeah.
And they're saying again, the wind advisory, earlier they were saying 3,500 feet and above will feel the main brunt of those 55 mile per hour gusts that are possible. 20 to 30 possible for all of us.
Yeah.
So that's still pretty gusty.
I don't know if anybody else was listening, but I've been listening to, you know, of course, SRN has their weather update today. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that some places further east, as this thing winds up the East Coast, some places could see an excess of 70 or 75 mile an hour wind gust. That's hurricane force.
Wow.
And so, of course, the north is just getting, they're digging out from the nor'easter, and they're getting ready to get walloped again, from this system that's coming in. So, I'm just glad. I'll just say this. From what we've got coming, maybe not so bad compared to what I saw Brother Lamar Whittemore post earlier today. Their high on Saturday is going to be -2.
Watertown, South Dakota. The high?
The high is going to be -2.
Two below.
Yeah, that's going to be the high.
Bless him.
God
bless him.
Absolutely. So that's all I got to say. He said, winter come and it come with a vengeance.
Good.
-2 for a high. Yeah. North Dakota, same situation, all of that. So the cold snap is kind of staying toward the center. Even though we are getting some cold here.
We're kind of in that 3-day pattern of rain or moisture. Now, one thing that did catch my attention when they were talking about the possibility of the flash flood.
Right.
The low pressure system is pretty powerful that's going to be bringing in the moisture. And they say that it will bring heavy rain across our region beginning tonight and continuing through tomorrow. Rainfall amounts, this is what caught my attention, of 3 to 5 inches are expected across northeast Georgia and the northern upstate north of I-85.
Okay.
The southern mountains. Some locations in the mountains could get 6 inches of rain. So that if you get 6 inches of rain in 12 to 18 hours, you're going to have the flash flooding.
Yeah.
So we're watching that.
Yeah.
And then the winter weather advisory, to leave it out. Freezing rain could be an issue depending on the temperature.
Yeah.
So we're just watching that Blue Ridge Escarpment and the upper French Broad Valley, which is here.
Yeah.
And that's from 9 o'clock this evening till 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you look at this thing. I mean, we've got the potential for freezing rain. Well, they're saying expected. So freezing rain expected.
That's true.
It's what it says. Ice accumulations of up to a tenth of an inch, but this is the kicker. Wind gust as high as 55 miles an hour. And that is, and of course, this advisory is in all of our area here. Saluda, Chimney Rock State Park, Old Fort, Etowah, Tuxeda, East Flat Rock, Dana, Hendersonville, Fletcher, Little River. Here we are, mm-hmm. Cedar Mountain, Brevard, Cashers. All of these area right in here of our Henderson, you know, all of those Western North Carolina counties, with wind gusts as high as 55 miles an hour and a tenth of an inch of ice on trees.
Yeah,
that's a problem, and also on power lines. So that's just through tonight. But the big issue is it going to extend to early in the morning with the commute.
Yeah.
So
you may want to set your alarm a little early in the morning.
Yep.
And just kind of do some checking before you venture out.
Yeah.
And we'll keep an eye on things for you. But, you know, when it's ice, it's very hard to navigate.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, and we'll know more. Pastor will have more details for you drive time today.
Yeah.
But in the lower elevations of, say, Transylvania, Southern Jackson, Buncombe, Henderson, they say 15 to 25 mile per hour winds mm-hmm. with those gusts up to 55 possible.
Yeah.
So
I think it's just going to really want, I mean, they're calling for a low tonight, you know, let's see, of around 31 degrees. Mm-hmm. And that is going to be the variable here,
yeah.
you know, between where you are. Obviously, the higher elevation, the colder it's going to be.
Yeah.
And, of course, those valleys where it's protected, you're going to see temperatures drop there, too. So just depend on, like, if you're traveling out early in the morning, I would definitely watch those elevated surfaces, bridges and overpasses, shaded areas, obviously, and just take a lot of extra time. And if you can push it probably till, you know, after sunrise to where we'll start to see the warming. You know, because we may not see a lot of sunshine tomorrow. It's going to rain all day.
Mm-hmm.
But once we start to get a little warmer, then maybe a lot of that icing will just be all rain, and you're not going to have to worry too much about it. So if you can push a little bit later, you're probably best interest to do that.
And we'll wait and see, but there is a possibility that schools will maybe operate on a delayed schedule.
Yeah.
But that will be determined.
We had some this morning, you know, the northern mountains. You know, we call it the northern mountains, but it's really a lot of the actual central and northern mountains. Yancey was 2 hours delay. Madison was on a 2 hour delay. Avery County was closed because of the inclement weather this morning. So
it's wintertime, folks. Yeah. And we'll probably be talking about this
till spring.
Know. Yeah, till
then we can talk about thunderstorms.
Yeah, it's always something. I don't know about you, mm-hmm. but the cold or whatever, the viral whatever that's making its rounds,
mm-hmm.
it's been leaving folks with this residual cough.
Yeah.
And some folks keeping it for a couple of months.
Yep, for sure.
And I saw an article that caught my attention.
Okay.
It was how to get rid of the lingering cough.
Oh, all right.
So I'm always, about that.
Let's perk up and listen to that.
So one, enjoy some honey.
Oh, now I can get into that.
Yep. Warm tea with honey can calm a scratchy throat. Hot liquid, of course, breaks up any congestion, or it can.
Yeah.
And honey has natural antibacterial properties.
Right.
So you want to get local honey. Yep. I will add that if at all possible.
Mm-hmm.
Do a saline rinse, like a neti pod.
Yep.
And follow the instructions. Don't go overboard, of course, but you want to do it with salt water, and again, it'll help.
Mm-hmm.
Try a steam facial. So I was like, what does that mean?
Oh.
If you've got a humidifier, but if not, be careful. But a pot that's got some boiling water in it, and they say you can add some eucalyptus because that's got great antiviral properties,
mm-hmm.
or essential oil. If you can add that to some boiling water, it's going to help.
Yeah.
You may need to try some over-the-counter medications, even allergy medications.
Yeah.
May want to try that route.
Mm-hmm.
Stay hydrated. Make sure that you're drinking a lot of water. They add be smart about bedtime.
Oh.
And sleeping slightly elevated can help.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you lay flat, all that happens. And then they say train yourself to stop a cough.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Okay.
It says, okay, so after a lengthy illness, your voice box can become more sensitive to inflammation and irritants that, you know, you don't normally deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So making things like exercise and talking potentially a trigger for your cough. Do 30 to 60 seconds of relaxed breathing through your nose, consciously resisting the urge to cough.
Okay.
They say try humming and then swallowing to relax your throat and swallow.
There you go.
I'd never heard humming, but it does something, they say, to your voice box. Well, there you have it.
Well, okay.
I don't know if any of that was helpful, but I thought the last part
I've never heard of. I've never heard of that, but, you know, hey, whatever works, I say. You know, it may work for somebody, not somebody else, but hey, whatever.
Well, it's kind of like all the remedies to get rid of hiccups.
Yeah.
I think I've tried them all. You know, hold your tongue and count to 10, you know, or hold your breath and drink water.
The loud noise thing. Or
Somebody scaring you.
Yeah, somebody scaring you.
What, a spoonful of sugar? Is that another one?
I don't
What are some of the other? Yeah, there's all kinds of remedies for hiccups, and I don't know that. I don't know if anything's ever worked for me.
No, not even that. The scaring thing don't work. You know, using a paper bag, you know, kind of blow the paper bag and breathing into that kind of might help or something. I don't know.
I don't know either. But there you have it.
Yeah.
Want to give a big happy birthday shout out to Virginia Timmerman.
Okay.
She's from 96 South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little place.
Saturday, she celebrated her 106th birthday.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a quote from her family. It says that they're so blessed to celebrate another birthday with their beloved Virginia. Her strong Christian faith has been a major part of her 106 years of life.
Mm-hmm.
She was a wonderful wife, is a wonderful and caring mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and great-great-grandmother.
Wow.
And then the article goes on, she was born on Sunday, January 6th of 1918.
Wow. Yeah.
She has seen the start and end of wars, watch technology and the world evolve around her. It says, all the while, she's still grown in wisdom and love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, God bless
her. Have you ever noticed the common thread of these you know, these centurions, if you will?
Yeah.
You know, when they reach that age, there's a common thread in all of them.
Yeah.
And they often will testify to the reason why they live so long. Is because of their faith in the Lord.
That's right.
It's just amazing, that common thread that you read about. Very rare that you hear somebody else say something different.
Yeah.
It's all about their faith in the Lord all these years.
And I kind of look for that.
Yeah.
When I see these stories, that's one thread that I'm looking for.
That is. Yeah. That's right.
So God bless you, Mrs.
Happy
Timmerman.
Birthday.
106.
Wow. How about that?
All the things she's seen.
That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, she was literally born during a war, during World War One. I mean, literally born during that time.
Yeah.
And then watched, you know, I guess very young age, watched it come to a close.
Yeah.
And then World War II starting.
Korea.
All the major world wars.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
So,
not to mention, you know, I mean, not many people, there was no, I mean, the telephone was invented around, you know, before her day there. Yeah. But, you know, the automobile was probably just getting its, you know, just getting its feet.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the
and
telephone,
all the technology,
electricity, I mean, making it into people's homes.
Right.
You know,
things we use every day, the microwave.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, so many. She saw it all.
Yeah.
Come
every bit
come
of
to
it.
Pass.
Land on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All that stuff.
There is a, as far as longevity, 106. She's getting up there.
Yeah, boy.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention released data just last week, I guess, is when I pulled this article.
Mm-hmm.
It's in regards to the longevity of life in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
The Tar Heel State has the 35th longest life expectancy in the United States.
Mm.
The average North Carolinian will live to be 76.1 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they say that women are expected to live a little bit longer than men.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, 73.3 years. Ladies, 79 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I started to say that number used to be higher than that, you know, obviously before pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And there was, I mean, we, both genders, which obviously there's only two.
Yeah.
Both of them were above 75 at some point.
Yeah, I thought we were closer to 80.
And it was almost 80. Almost 80. Women have always statistically outlived men.
I think that's true across the board.
And that's just because of just the nature of life. That's just, you know, how it is. But that being said, you know, that number probably has been diminished somewhat because of late. But yeah, still 35th. I thought we'd probably rank a little bit higher than that.
I did too. But they say in North Carolina, and this was 2020, so you had all the COVID data in that. Heart disease number one.
Yeah.
Cancer number two, and COVID.
Yeah.
Was the number three for our state.
I imagine probably that's probably based on per capita. So if you looked at some of these states like Florida, Arizona, all of these other states where you have a high per capita population of elderly, you know, that move and retire to those areas, you know, I'm sure they probably have a little bit better percentage than what we have, but still interesting.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Just kind of for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Also for what it's worth, you can go to the moon without even leaving your house.
Oh,
again,
yeah?
This is the kind of headline that grabs my attention.
Okay.
NASA is inviting members of the public to send their name to the moon aboard the first ever robotic lunar rover.
Yeah.
It's called the Viper.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be heading to the moon's south pole.
Yeah.
Didn't know there was a South Pole on the moon.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot, but that's one thing I didn't know. They say that you have until March 15th to go to NASA's website and submit your name.
Hmm.
And then what they're going to do is they're going to download a boarding pass featuring your name. Mm-hmm. And you'll actually get a copy of that boarding pass.
Okay.
But then I don't know what they're going to do. It's just take a big spreadsheet and throw it out on the moon?
I imagine.
Wow. Yeah,
you just see them all kind of just sticking out there. You know, well, there's no gravity, so, you know.
The coolest thing out of all of this to me would be getting a boarding pass to the moon that I could have.
Yeah, that would be kind of neat. Just kind of stick on the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to go throw trash out on the moon.
You could really go out and say, you know, that, you know, I go to the moon and back for you. That kind of phrase, you know. I love you to the moon and back.
There you go.
Now, you could literally say that because you've actually sent your name to the moon.
Or I sent you to the moon and not bringing you back.
That's true.
Either way you wanna, however you want to spend that. But there's no charge, apparently, which is a good thing.
Oh, I started to say that. I thought it might have been a fundraising effort.
Yeah, I was waiting for this 1995.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
So go to NASA's website if you're interested, and you can read all about it.
Yeah.
And God bless you.
Oh, I heard the news today that some private company has sent something toward the moon. It's supposed to land there next month. It takes them a month to get there.
Great.
I didn't think it took that long, but apparently it must going to take their time. You go the scenic route.
Well, you know, you have all those, like, gazillionaires who are doing these spaceship rides to the they'll take you to outer space for you know, like $250,000. You know, there you go.
You can have it. I've got mine already scheduled.
I'm good.
It's already coming.
I am good.
Okay,
the 2023 was, you know, technology mania.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So they had a list of some of the craziest tech inventions of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them really kind of got my attention.
Okay.
Yeah. The one I think that I thought was kind of the craziest was the first airbag jeans.
Airbag jeans.
Like pants.
Wait a minute now. Okay. Yeah,
a Swedish company called Mocycle, it's for motorcyclists.
Oh, okay.
Is behind the world's first pair of airbag jeans.
Okay, now I see where you're headed. Okay.
The pants inflate upon impact. Sorry, I'm trying to be serious with this.
Yeah, okay.
The pants inflate upon impact.
Mm-hmm.
Softening, of course, you know,
the
collision.
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
They're made to be water repellent, breathable, and abrasion resistant fabric.
Yeah.
So no road rash. The airbag is invisible, of course, until it's deployed.
Right.
Through the fall. And they eventually will deflate and go back to their normal size. And they say you can wear them again.
Oh.
They're reusable.
Ah.
They operate through replaceable CO2 cartridges.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like on the same technology that you can buy, like, life vests.
I get that.
That don't have the, they're not that big, orange, bulky thing that you used to wear. They have replaceable CO2 cartridges that only inflate when you activate it in the water.
Oh.
And
then,
you know, you can reuse them and just put new CO2 cartridges in. But that's got to be uncomfortable. Yeah, I can see that.
The life vest. I got that one.
Well, I knew there was a car company that was experimenting with these encapsulating cells that if you're in a car crash, like the whole inside, not just airbags, but like it wraps the whole,
like a bubble.
Yeah, it becomes like, you ever see that spray foam type stuff, you know, that
swells up when you spray it?
It's kind of like on that same principle. Huh. I just think the pants would be uncomfortable if they ever like activated while you. I know it's better than the crash.
I guess, but if I'm crashing, you know? I'm all for anything that would help me. But I wonder how much they weigh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then another one was a futuristic underwater jetpack that lets you fly through the water.
Oh, okay.
So I could see that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but the pants, the whole inflatable airbag pants kind of was probably my favorite.
Yeah, well, like you said, Miss Karen said, you'd probably bounce if you hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you could get a whole suit, and that way you could just jump off a building, and then you wouldn't get hurt. You just bounce.
I think we're probably going with that, but I wouldn't want to be one of those testers. You know, you don't want to be a tester
for
that.
No.
And if you like going out and staring up at the night sky, looking for moons and eclipses and things, there are several things going on in 2024.
Right.
We will have 12 full moons that will occur in 2024.
All right.
And we have got a total solar eclipse occurring April the 8th.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, you know how we had the one, when was that?
Well,
I want to say 17, like, but that was wrong.
I think it was a couple years ago.
It was, but somebody can tell me. Again, I'm horrible with time. But this one, again, will be April 8th. It will be visible in Mexico, the United States, and Canada.
Ah.
And they're already now promoting the glasses and all the things that you need to watch for.
Yeah, got to have them.
April 8th, total solar eclipse.
Right. Well, maybe it was a lunar eclipse that we just had recently, like a total lunar eclipse.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'm terrible with
that may be what it
times
was.
And things.
Yeah.
2017.
Okay.
Well, go figure. It was a complete guess for me. But
Good job. Yeah. Yeah, good job. 17. Okay.
Levi had just got here the week before.
Okay.
So I remember going out. I was at Joanna's and I had the kids, and we went out and we had our little glasses. We got them at the convenience store.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So,
the Great American Eclipse
of 2017.
Yeah.
So now we're going to be talking about the total solar eclipse, April the 8th.
There you go.
There you have it.
All right. Won't see it again for another 20 years.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
Well, maybe we won't have to worry about that.
It'd
be all right with me if we didn't have
for
to.
For sure. Yeah, I agree with that statement.
We just go to see the creator of it all.
No doubt.
He made the stars also.
Yep.
That little phrase just gets me.
Yep.
Think about when you look up in the sky and you see all that's created of all that in the Word of God.
Well, you know.
It has that.
That's right. And the stars also.
And the stars also.
And he named them.
Yeah, he knows every single one of them.
The thing is, you know, I always use this statement with the young people, you know, to try to contrast what the world says, you know, all the Big Bang Theory and all that other stuff. I just say, well, you know, God spoke it into existence. He spoke all of that into existence, you know, and I use a little comedy with it when it said, you know, God said bang and there it was.
It didn't
go bang. He just said bang.
That's right.
He said, let there be.
And it was.
And so, again, you just imagine when you look around and you see everything, and it's just hard for our minds to even fathom.
Yeah.
You know, when he compared the Abraham's children to the sands of the sea.
Yeah.
and to the stars of the heaven.
Yeah.
And imagine billions that have been born since then. And certainly there are billions and billions. There it is. Yeah.
Serve a great God.
You're right, Brother Wayne. Yeah.
Great, big, awesome God. So
yep, for sure.
Bless him. Well, we'll jump into Swap Shop. I might need to peel out just a little early today, so we'll watch our time. But if you've got something, feel free to give us a shout here, 828-884-9427, or you can email 828-email. You can email WGCR@iCloud.com, or you can text. Brother Eddie's got the iPad there.
Yeah.
828-577-1296.
All right, very good. We've got some mixed puppies here for sale. Actually, they're just requiring a rehoming fee of $50. There's multiple colors available. They're small in size, very sweet. Again, some mixed puppies, 556-0780, 556-0780.
Job opportunity. Looking for an activity director and three nurses' aides or CNAs for Fairview Rest Home. Now, they do prefer some experience, and you need to apply in person. Fairview Rest Home is located at 3016 Cane Creek Road in Fairview, and you can go by Monday through Friday between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And if you'd like more information, two numbers here, you can call Laura at 628-1066 or Kathy at 628-1565. Again, 628-1066 or 628-1565.
Here's a couple of coats for sale. A double-breasted red wool Pendleton coat, size 8 for $50, and also a heavy beige wool coat. It's the London Fog brand, size large for $40. 891-1603, 891-1603.
We have got a one-year-old male registered German short-haired pointer, liver-roned and ticked color. He's currently an outside dog, and they say that probably would be good for him to stay an outside dog because, true to his breed, he's active and needs a place to run free, and that's the reason they're having to rehome him. Say he's good around animals and kids, would be a great companion for a hunter. They paid $1,200 for him. They're asking a rehoming fee of $800 or best offer. This is in the Pisgah Forest area at 384-4361 or 447-2627. Again, 384-4361 or 447-2627.
Here are some chainsaws for sale. Two 562 XP Husqvarnas for $600 each. Also a 250 steel for $300 and a 361 steel for $600. All have been serviced and any offer will be considered. 551-6060, 551-6060.
Here we have a missionary family currently on deputation, and they are looking to buy a travel trailer, a camper. 678-356-9349. Again, a missionary family looking to buy a travel trailer camper. 678-356-9349.
A mixed hound dog. Tan and white in color, 23 weeks old, up to date on all its shots, a very sweet-natured dog. Call for more information at 904-400-4308, 904-400-4308.
And a big happy birthday wish on this 8th day of January to Pastor David Reed at Bible Baptist Church.
Happy birthday, brother.
God bless you. Also, happy birthday to Gracelyn Brown.
Yeah, happy birthday, young lady.
Little Miss Gracie.
Yeah.
And then anniversary wishes to David and Cindy Carter. They've been married 47 years today.
That? Congratulations.
God bless
happy
y'all.
Anniversary.
Got some things going on in Carolina calendar?
Yeah, we've got going on right now this week. At the Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville, their New Year's Jubilee going on this week through Wednesday. Morning services at 10 a.m. and evening at 7 p.m. Brother Larry Raines, Brother Brian McBride, Brother Mark Stroud, Brother Tony Finney are the preachers, and their church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville. Pastor Doug Raines and the Progress family welcome you to join them.
Also, Love Valley Baptist Church in Kings Mountain is having their winter revival this week. Starts tonight and goes through, I guess that's Friday night, 7 o'clock each evening. Preachers include Pastors Chad Watson, David Young, Barry Rackley, and Brother Jeff Brown. Special music by the Lancaster family, Pastor Josh Montgomery, the Love Valley Adult Choir, and the Love Valley Ensemble. The host pastor, Brother Barry Philbeck, and the Love Valley family welcome you to join them. You'll find the church at 2032 Bethlehem Road in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. And if you need more information, call 704-730-0075.
And make your plans now to join the folks at the Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville for their 2024 Smoky Mountain Jubilee, February the 12th and 13th. Monday services are at 2 p.m. with supper at 5:30 and evening at 7 p.m. Then Tuesday breakfast begins the day at 8:30 and the services at 9:30 and will continue throughout the day with morning and afternoon preachers called from the floor. Monday night will be Pastor Tony Finney at 7 p.m. and Tuesday night at 7 will feature Pastor Alfred Willis. Special music by the Thrin family will be there singing, and Pastor David Reed and the church family welcome you to come. They're located at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville. You can call them 704-648-6345 for more information.
It's a great meeting. Yeah. Been going on for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even guess how many, but quite a few. Yeah. Just kind of a blanket announcement. I guess it's a week from today. It's the 15th, mm-hmm. and that's MLK Day. And so if you're a city customer for garbage, cardboard, etc., there'll be no collection on that Monday. Also, city, county government, state, federal offices all close that day. Your bank, if you've got banking to do, just know they'll probably not be open. I don't think the mail runs on Monday mm-hmm. as well. So just that's coming up again a week from today.
Mills River Town Council is going to meet on Thursday, January 11th at 6:30 p.m. in the Mills River Town Hall. The public is invited, and it's also accessible via electronic means.
Spring Mountain Baptist Church over in Fairview having revival January 14th through the 19th. On Sunday the 14th, they'll have service at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then the 15th through the 19th at 7 o'clock. On Sunday, Dr. Luther Spivey will be preaching, and then Monday through Friday, Pastor Matthew Morgan will be preaching. There'll be special music every night. The Spring Mountain Baptist Church is located at 11 Spring Mountain Road in Fairview, and if you need more information, call 828-551-2572.
And also the city of Hendersonville will be closed as well on Martin Luther King Day on Monday the 15th. No garbage, recycling, leaf or brush collection for the city of Hendersonville customers. And all of that will be delayed by 1 week. And if you have any issues over the holiday, call the after hours number at 891-7779.
And I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
And so reminding folks, again, we're watching the weather tonight. It'll all be time, temperature, track, and terrain dependent.
Yep.
Pastor Barton will have more updates for you at 5:15 on Drive Time today.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we may finish up today with a song.
Okay, sounds great.
We started off with the Carr Family. How about we finish with the Carr Family?
Sounds like a good... Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I do too.
That's a good one.
We'll soon be done.
Yeah.
The Troubles and Trials.
See you tomorrow.
One of these days I'm going home, where no sorrows ever come. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Safe from heartaches, pain, and care, we shall all that glory share. Then I'm gonna sit down beside of my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Yes, in that home.
Yes, in that home on the other side.
Then we'll
shake glad hands with the elders, tell our kindred good morning, sit down beside of my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while. Face, I shall feel his matchless grace.
we'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Oh, what peace and joy sublime
in that
home of love divine.
Then I'm gonna
sit down beside my Jesus, sit down and rest a little while. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Yes, in that home.
Yes. Good morning. Sit down beside my Jesus. Sit down and rest a little.